This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:40 Monday morning, week 20 for us in our broadcast from home situation. I understand that there are maybe some audio issues this morning. Don't worry, our crack engineering team will be working on that. In the meantime, my mom is saying that radio.com sounds absolutely great. So,
oh, good.
That's
well, that's good
for you. Yeah.
What's new?
Yeah, of course it sounds great. It's a billion-dollar app. I mean, hello.
Right.
All right, let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the aforementioned radio.com.
Oh.
Smooth and easy, loud and wonderful. You will love radio.com. It allows you to get the app and then listen to radio wherever you go. So do that. Enjoy.
And leave it on all day.
All right, so here's what's happening. I'll begin with the headline I saw in the Merck News, which is coronavirus vaccines. Looks promising right now.
Oh, boy. We need that so bad.
Yeah. Well, that's the way we're going to get. Look, I've read a ton of stuff about this. I've seen all the contradictions. I understand why that's happening. This is all real-time science that is sometimes... well, and also this coronavirus is tricky, too, to begin with. So they're doing the best they can. I realize that. But where we're at is there's a ton of hero scientists out there working round the clock to get us vaccines.
Yep.
That's the way the whole, forget about just our nation. The whole world needs to get a vaccine in order for us to look at it like smallpox, yellow fever, polio, mumps, measles, and other, you know, basically gone diseases,
right?
Is you got the vaccine and it covers the globe and everybody takes it because no one out there is an anti-vaxxer. So we'll be fine. But anyway, the beauty is right now they say scientists are increasingly optimistic that COVID-19 will someday be gone. They believe scientists are going to come up with the vaccine and fairly quickly. The problem then will be manufacturing, distribution, and citizen participation.
Right.
That's the anti-vaxxer.
I'm lining up for that.
That's the mystery there is the people who say, I'm not taking that. They're going to mind control us.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So that's where we're at, though, is they're saying there's a bunch of let me see if I can get the numbers. Sorry, I'm scrolling on online. There are 23 vaccines that have entered human trials and another 100 or so still being designed. So once they get those, once they feel confident with those and can actually start producing them, then that becomes, all right, now who gets them?
Right.
So
it's probably the most vulnerable first, and then the rest of the public will line up. I wonder what that if.
Well, and celebrities. Don't forget celebrities.
Yeah. So, my God, of course, they'll be. I meant to put them ahead of vulnerable people.
Right.
Obviously, we need our celebrities. What would we do without them? I mean, what would I do, for God's sake? There would be nothing for me. I'd just be commenting on whatever you were talking about. Well, if only a celebrity would do something.
So anyway, there's some companies saying they might have something as soon as September. Others are saying more like the end of the year. There's companies that are behind, but And the beauty is, hopefully, a few of these companies come up with useful, workable vaccines, and that actually spreads farther around. I mean, I don't know if, you know, that anyone's going to show up saying, I'll take the one from Johnson & Johnson, as opposed, I think most people will go, just give me something that lets me out of my house. I want freedom. So we'll see.
Freedom.
But they mentioned in the article, and again, this is from the Mercury News, if we've got three acceptable vaccines, that means the vaccine gets to more people.
Yeah.
And so that's really good news. So there's good news ahead. I think we're experiencing that backslide, which has been a bummer to see.
Yep.
But I think that not only are the masks going to start to control this thing, but then we'll start to see some vaccines, and then we can live again. Hello. Let's go to a concert right away.
Yes.
Or a sporting event. Speaking of sporting events.
Just see our
events,
goddamn friends.
Yeah, that'd be great too. Just to go to the store or anything.
Without thinking about it.
Right. The Giants won last night 3-1, and it looks like our home opener is tomorrow night at 6:45. So I don't know what a home opener means to you since you can't go, but it'll be nice to see our team in our ballpark on TV. Yep. I've been watching and have enjoyed it. So, and the A's won 6-4, and they go again today at lunchtime against the Angels. Also, the NBA starts this Thursday without our Warriors, but we're going to have basketball back, and the NHL is going to start again without our Sharks. I don't think the Sharks are going to be part of the... I looked up their schedule. There's nothing.
Oh,
so
okay.
It looks like they're not part of the ongoing hockey season. So, all right. Let's see. What did I want to do next? Oh, this is one that I thought, oh, well, this will be fun for people. Everybody likes a cheat day where you just eat whatever you want, even people on the keto.
Yeah.
Are you still on keto?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I just eat what they put in front of me. It seems like we kind of are. I had bread last night, though, with my eggs and bacon.
Oh,
get breakfast for dinner.
I can't eat eggs without toast. I just won't even eat them.
I agree. What's the point? Honestly, it's all about putting the egg on the toast.
Although, I usually just make egg whites because I think eggs, when they have the yellow part, are too eggy. Oh. That's just me. I think. So I can kind of eat egg whites without toast, but regular eggs, like restaurant eggs, I got to have toast or they're just too eggy. It's like too much. Ugh.
Well, I want the toast to dip into the yolk. I like to eat the big yellow yolk on my little.
A new study found you can eat insane amount of calories once in a while, and it won't cause you long-term health problems. Our bodies can actually handle and process your binges, as long as they're occasional and not daily. That's where you fall into incredible weight gain, and also the kind of weight gain where you'll struggle to get it off and then be yo-yo person, you know? So they say that it's okay to eat a whole pizza. You can have epic cheat days, but you also need to go back to whatever
your normal,
right,
reasonable amounts of food.
Our findings show the body actually copes remarkably well when faced with massive and sudden calorie excess. Healthy humans can eat twice as much. And your body deals effectively with this huge initial energy surplus.
Hmm. Well, that is good news. I think I'll eat a whole pizza today.
Oh, man.
Pretty sure that's not on keto, but...
But what's better than pizza? Nothing.
Nothing. It's just, you know, being on any kind of diet is just exhausting, like trying to figure out. Like, I've just given up. There's nothing to eat in this house. Like, there's no snack food. There's just, it's like, okay. Even most fruit we can't have. So I'm like, is there anything to eat? Nope. Okay, great. I'll be up. I'm going to use the back door now.
All right.
I guess I'll just go look at my fish.
Oh,
which is a
I see
euphemism
what you're saying
for nothing.
There.
No, I'm
about?
Not
yeah,
saying anything. No, I'm not.
Sure, it is.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you can't look at the back door. It's behind you. So, of course, you're looking at your fish. I mean, I guess you could if you get in front of a mirror, but do you have mirrors outside?
I do have a couple mirrors outside.
All right. Well, there you go. Then you can look at your back door.
The old garden mirror.
You have a garden mirror? Really?
I do.
All right.
Two of them.
In your backyard?
In the backyard, yeah. Out the back door. Into the backyard.
Oh.
Out by the fish pond. Two mirrors. Two mirrors hanging there on a wall. Otherwise, it was just a wall.
Right.
Know? Like, I don't know, a wall.
Sure.
I looked, you know, it looks like, they look like windows into another garden.
Beautiful. Sounds great.
Yep.
Right now, thanks to the lockdown, and listen, I'm sure this is encouraging news for all the airlines, and I'm assuming that someone wants to go on a cruise when all of this is over. But
people love their cruises.
People are more motivated than ever to finish their travel bucket list now. Like, the idea that we've all been trapped in our houses for 4-5 months now and looking like another two.
At least.
Right? So they're saying that the pandemic has made us realize, travel isn't a promise. You're not guaranteed.
Nope.
To get around the world on your travel bucket list. So it's time to prioritize.
Right.
And 76% of people have already started planning their next check mark for their bucket list of travel. So,
well, good luck to them. You know, I really hope that happens. It is true. You know, I guess when you get a year of your life taken away from you, I mean, not that it's taken away. We're alive. Here we are, enjoying the backyard, I guess, and not seeing our friends and family. You realize, you know, okay, well, that's one less year that I had to do any of the things I want to do.
Yeah.
Some are just buying because it's super cheap right now. The airline, so they're planning a year in advance, like next April. And it's like a quarter of the price. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man,
but, you know,
book.
Of course, you're banking on coronavirus being completely gone. Hopefully.
Oh, I think if you go a year out, you're probably good. Pretty safe.
Well, let's hope so.
But who can plan for a year from now? I can't. I'm not capable.
Yeah, and are these no-fly lists still going to be in effect? I mean, look, hopefully within a year there's a vaccine and this whole thing has... I mean, is there ever going to be a normal again? Jesus.
My last story, because I'm running out of time. For a while, the heroes of the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show would take on your problems and solve them. Mm. We often would get letters from people, and we would just cure you. We would just solve your problem.
We have a long record of just curing people's problems.
Right. So apparently... across the pond, I don't think Dear Deidre is a Secret Show competitor. It sounds more like she's a sex advice columnist.
Oh, all right.
But either way, a 23-year-old guy had written to Dear Deidre with a problem. He says he's been with his 22-year-old girlfriend for over a year, and they recently had more than a three-way. It was him, his girlfriend, and three of her friends.
Oh. He had a harem.
I guess. And I had my own dilemma as I was thinking, how do you manage to stay available so that you actually can enjoy that without just being done too quick? I mean, I would need fair
walk
warning.
Walk into the room and be like, I'm out. I'm done. That's just too much for me to contemplate.
I need fair warning, and I would need to clear the chamber like 6 times that day before I even walked into the room.
If you had a heads up about it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, right?
You walk in and surprise, I brought three of my friends.
Unprepared, it wouldn't be good.
Oh, you guys, you ruined everything. I'll be back in an hour.
He says that they had a blast, but since then, things have changed. The guy says the fivesome was, quote, an incredible experience, but my girlfriend now doesn't want to have sex with me unless her friends can join. So I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm actually going into Secret Show superhero mode, and I'm thinking, boy, what would I... He says, now I can't remember when just me and her did it, and it's really starting to bother me. And if I say anything to her, she just says, You're the luckiest guy in the world. What is your problem?
Yeah.
Deidre's advice is he should have a heart-to-heart with his girlfriend and find out what's really going on. Like, if she's unhappy with their sex life or relationship, or what changes they could make if that's the case. And I was thinking, absolutely not. You ride this bull till she shakes you off, and then you go find a partner that you can actually settle down with. But
am I wrong? That relationship's over.
It's torched, for sure. So just have as much fun as you can until she says, all right, we're done. Yeah. I actually have more fun with my friends than I do with you.
Yeah, because clearly that's a draw for her.
Whatever, but it's been, lucky him. He should just be like, well, anyway, I can't answer. Dear Deidre, with her, have a heart-to-heart. I don't think so, Deidre. But what do you think, Sarah Clark?
I just told you, that relationship's over, and I'm with you. Ride that pony till it bucks you off. Or just break. I mean, if it's something you're not comfortable with, then you have to break up. I mean, she is. I'm telling you, someone else enters the bedroom besides just the couple. That is the beginning of the end. It just always is. Whether it becomes jealousy or, I mean, I think it's a very rare couple that is like, we're fine, and there's at least a third, if not a fourth and fifth, in our bedroom with us. We're fine. Are you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or are you just trying to keep it going somehow? I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, Vinny, an egg is too eggy? You do, but it's an egg. If it tasted like something else, that would be concerning. Look, I liked it. I take at least half, if not more, of the yolks out, and I enjoy my eggs more. And when they're all yellow, that dark yellow, like they've just used egg, it's just too eggy for me. Mm. And that is me doing me. I'm not trying to sell it to you. But thank you for approving or something.
Or not.
Whatever keto, that was.
415 says, keto's really dumb.
It is dumb. I agree. But I don't cook food and I don't do any of the shopping. So I am totally not in charge of what I eat.
Oh, 415 has a good idea. Essential workers and risky populations should get the vaccines first. I agree. And I was talking to the lady at the grocery store because I had to go. And I just always, when I put my stuff on the turnstile or conveyor belt, I always try to, you know, say, hey, thanks for being here. I do know that, you know, and I appreciate that.
That's nice.
I just really do know that they've put themselves. And really, the masks work, man. Most of the grocery store people that I see them every time. Like, they've been there this whole time. Right. They're all in masks, and it's working. And they're able to go to work.
Plastic barriers most places, too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely, that's a new world order.
So I wouldn't disagree with that. Yeah, the people who are doing grocery, the healthcare workers, police, fire, all of them should get it first. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the most extravagant gift I've ever heard of for a lot of reasons after this.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.